Now let's get on to the passage, 看一下我们的课文。Lesson 13. The Greenwood Boys. Follow me, please. The Greenwood Boys are a group of pop singers. At present, they are visiting all parts of the country. They will be arriving here tomorrow. They will be coming by train and most of the young people in the town will be meeting them at a station. Tomorrow evening, they will be singing at a workers' club.The Green Boys will be staying here for 5 days. During this time, they will give 5 performances. As usual, the police will have a difficult time. They will be trying to keep order. It is always the same on these occasions.
我们看一下，文章中出现了很多的将来时以及将来进行时。
The first sentence is, The Greenwood Boys are a group of pop singers.
OK, 那这里面 a group of pop singers 翻译成一个流行歌曲演唱团。OK,
at present they are visiting all parts of the country.
那么 at present 也翻译成 at this time now 表示此时现在。OK, 那么注意这词 present 作为名词表示当前目前的含义，注意发音 present 作为名词表示当前目前，比如说过去、现在和将来叫做 the past, the present and the future 表示过去、现在和将来。 OK, 再比如说我现在帮不上忙，我现在很忙。
I can't help you at present, I'm too busy. I can't help you at present, I'm too busy.
OK, present 作为名词表示当前目前的意思，那么 present 作为形容词还能表示现存的、现有的，相当于 existing or happening now. Existing or happening now 表示现存的、现有的，比如说现有的困难是 the present difficultiesThe present difficulties, 我们现存的问题 the present problems, the present problems, 那么当前的政府是 the present government, the present government, OK, present 作为形容词表示现存的、现有的，那么作为形容词还能表示在场的、出席的。 For example,
Who else was present on that occasion?
当时还有谁在场？
Who else was present on that occasion?
OK, present 作为形容词表示现存的、现有的以及在场的、出席的。那么 present 作为名词表示当前、目前，作为名词最常的含义我们比较熟悉的叫做礼物的意思。注意 present 是比较口语化的一般的词语，那么另外一个词叫礼物是 gift, gift 也叫礼物，那么是个稍微正式的说法。 OK, present 这个词作为名词表示礼物，表示当前、目前，作为形容词表示当前的、现存的以及出席的、到场的。那么这个词还能做动词，注意发音，动词读作 present, present 表示赠送、呈现、呈递和授予的含义。 For example,
The mayor presented the prizes in person.
这个 in person 短语翻译成亲自，那么翻译成市长亲自颁发这些奖项。
The mayor presented the prizes in person.
OK, 好 The principal presented a diploma to each of the graduates. 那么这句话中有几个词我们注意一下， Diploma 叫文凭的意思，那 graduate 是毕业生， principal 校长的含义，校长为每位毕业生颁发文凭。 OK, The principal presented a diploma to each of the graduates. OK, present 动词表示赠送、呈现、呈递、授予的含义，还能表示表示、显露出表情等等。比如说 present a calm face, calm 叫镇定的，那么 present a calm face 翻译成神色很安详， present a calm face 神色安详的意思。 present 还能表示介绍和引荐的意思，通常表示把地位低的人引荐给地位高的人。 For example,
May I present Mr. Brown to you?
May I present Mr. Brown to you? OK, 我能为你介绍一下、引荐一下布朗先生吗？ OK, 通常在 you 的地位比较高的时候用这个词 present 表示介绍、引荐的含义。 OK, 我们看一下 present 这个词用法非常丰富，回顾一下 present 作为名词表示当前、目前的意思，那么短语在现在是 at present means at this time, now 的含义。 OK, 那么过去、现在、将来 the past, the present and the future
I can't help you at present, I'm too busy.
Present 作为形容词表示现存的、现有的或者在场的、出席的。
The present difficulties, the present problems, the present government. Who else was present on that occasion?
Present 作为名词还表礼物， gift 是比较正式的说法。
Present 作为动词可以表示赠送、呈现、呈递、授予。
The mayor presented the prizes in person. The principal presented a diploma to each of the graduates. Present 还能表示表示出显露出表情等等 Present a calm face. Present 还能表示介绍引荐的含义 May I present Mr. Brown to you? May I present Mr. Brown to you? OK, that's present. 在文中用的是 present 表示当前目前的用法At present, they are visiting all parts of the country. 好，这个短语 all parts of the country 表示全国各地，其中 part 表部分的意思。那么全国各地 all parts of the country. 还有个短语叫 all over the country. All over the country, all over 表遍及的意思。那么遍布全国叫 all over the country. 它们侧重是不一样的。All over the country 翻译成遍布全国，遍及全国，而 all parts of the country 翻译成全国各地的意思。那么类似。遍及全世界叫 all over the world, all over the world. 再比如说，他全身都湿了。He was wet all over. All over 叫遍及的意思。He was wet all over. OK, 他全身都湿透了。OK, 注意一下，全国各地叫做 all parts of the country. 其中 part 表部分的意思。For example, the early part of life was spent in a remote village. 他的上半生在一个遥远的小村庄度过。The early part of life was spent in a remote village.Another example is, part of the building was destroyed in the fire. Part of the building was destroyed in the fire. 这栋大楼的一部分在大火中被烧毁了。OK, part of the building. 那么再比如说我们前面学过的备架叫做 spare parts. Spare parts 表备架的意思。再比如说你去过法国哪些部分 ?Which parts of France have you visited? Which parts of France have you visited?你去过法国的哪些部分？那比如说，伦敦的一部分是 a part of London, a part of London. 全国各地是 all parts of the country. OK, part 第一含义叫部分的意思。那么 part 一个重要的含义表示角色的意思。OK, 那么 part, role, character 都能表示角色的含义。比如说，扮演哈姆雷特的角色可以说 perform the part of Hamlet, 或者说 play the part of Hamlet.Act the part of Hamlet, 或者是 take the part of Hamlet. OK, 我们看一下，表示扮演谁的角色，这么多种表达方式。Perform, play, act, take the part of Hamlet, 或者把 part 可以换成 role, character. 那么这样替换之后，有很多很多种表示扮演谁的角色的含义。OK, part. 好 ，part 第三含义做动词表分开的意思。比如说 ，part as friends, as friends 作为朋友。OK, 那 part as friends 翻译成友好的分手。再比如说。They parted at a station. They parted at a station. 他们在车站分手了。They parted at a station. OK, 好，我们回顾一下 part 的用法。All parts of the country, all over the country, all over the world. He was wet all over. The early part of life was spent in a remote village. Part of the building was destroyed in the fire. Spare parts.Which parts of France have you visited? A part of London. All parts of the country. Part, role, character. Perform, play, act, take the part of Hamlet. Part as friends. They parted at the station. Okay?